This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Hey, it's Josh Simpson.
And Jake Jabbour.
From The Meat Improv. The Meat Improv is a comedy podcast where we bring on the best comedians in the world to tell meaty stories from their lives, and then they do improv comedy with us. You don't think we're good at improv? Check out this little snippet from Jake Jabbour's real life.
Hey, where's all my cats?
He never knows. The Meat Improv. You can listen to it on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. That's The Meat Improv.
What's up, homies? You want to support Against the Grain? Here's how you do it. Go to our website, boardwalkaudio.com/against the grain. Go to the top of the page and click the Support Our Artists button. Once you do that, it's going to take you to the Amazon.com portal. Well, all you do is shop on Amazon just like you normally would. That's going to give us a kickback, and it's going to help you say that you helped keep three black men off the streets. And we call that a win-win. And with that said, it's time for the show.
Damn. Edgar. Carl. Jacques. These boys crazy. More tune for your head top, so watch how you speak on their name. You know?
Yeah, this shit is controversial. Like Pepsi commercial.
Soda.
Got a topic, let's get verbal.
Topic.
They jump hurdles, they do not stay in the lane. Buckle up and do my name. This shit goes against the grain.
All right.
What up, motherfuckers? We back against the grain. It's your boy Jacques. To my right, who you?
I'm Carl Tart, the Queen Bee.
And to my left, what's your name, my man?
What up, what up? It's Ishmael, a.k.a. the Instagram stalker.
That's... Why would you say that about
yourself? Don't say that.
Okay.
Why not?
We have a special guest host today. It is my teammate.
White women.
And pal, Ishmael Saheed, my writing partner. We got some pilots in the works right now. We got an animated pilot coming out.
Dope.
We ain't going to tell y'all the premise, but it's going to be lit. Ishmael's doing most of the work on it because I'm busy right now. But
Dope.
You'll be rewarded.
Thanks to team effort.
I said they could pay him. They could pay us, like, if they give him 2.5 an episode, I take 1.8.
I don't know what those numbers mean, but that shit sounds dope.
Million.
Oh. Which one happened? I'll take 1.8 million.
I just want them to pay me in Lester's pink hair oil for my mama and my sister.
You don't use it?
Nah.
Man, I used to love Lester's pink lotion.
That shit never worked for me, man.
No?
No. I was bad with hair.
I mean, to
man.
Be fair, it would just make your hair like hella greasy
just
in the
greasy.
Morning.
Yeah.
And then, like, by the time you done, like, at the basketball practice, you just, like, glossing.
Glossing, dude. Yeah.
But it smelled good, though. Like,
it smelled great.
I remember, we would get, my mom would get the it would be mad oily too, but then she'd get the ones that came in the tub too, which lasted forever.
Yeah.
Like, we never outused it.
We used to use Hot 6 oil. Remember Hot 6?
Nah.
Like African oils and shit?
Nah.
What y'all use now? Because I mean, I don't use much shit in my hair no more because I'm like this shit.
Yeah.
I use coconut oil.
All straight up?
Straight up coconut oil. And then at night, I use regular olive oil.
You grease your shit every night?
No, I grease it every other 2 days. So I'll grease
every other two days. So every 4 days?
No, my bad. I'll grease it every other day.
Oh, okay,
so I'll grease it, and then I'll go another day without greasing it, and then I'll grease it, and then I'll shampoo on Friday or Saturday. But I don't put a lot though.
I mean, for the listeners who don't know me.
You ain't got.
I am very much bald, and so I use the same thing I use over all my body after I shave my head, and I just use this stuff called Africa's Best oil, just so my scalp ain't ashy. But I cut my hair down to a pretty low level. I call it the Doc Rivers.
How much hair can you, like, if you were to grow the top of your head out, like, would it be a receding hairline or would you have a George Jefferson going?
No, I wouldn't be a George Jefferson. It would be receding and it would just be thin at the top. So, like,
yeah.
let me do this real quick so I can show you a picture. I'll show you Jacques and Ish, but I will tell the listeners what to do if they want to look at what my hair would look like if I were to grow it out. What was the cornerback that used to play on the Patriots and the Jets? Darrell Revis.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So let me see here.
Be looking like you got naps at the top.
Revis hair. If you Google Darrell Revis hair, and let me see what his shit look like. Yeah. Yeah, my shit would look like that.
But let me see.
With a little bit, like, it was, so it would be receding, but it wouldn't be like full George Jefferson. My shit would probably look like that.
Like, trash.
And then, but
it's
then,
so that's trash,
shit
down.
But then, like, also my shit is, like, I got more hair where these cowlicks are. I got more hair right there.
Yeah.
But the shit in the middle.
Yeah, but look like that.
It's like thin.
If you want a visual, you want me to give you guys a visual. Like, your the top of your head would look like a U.
Yeah, basically.
Like, your hairline would look like a fucking U.
Like that shit. Like, that's
yeah, you can't do that.
If I grew out an afro, that's
I mean, you know, it could just be a fucked up ass
don't
lining.
Jordan Peele got a haircut like that?
Yeah, yeah. But that's just his hairline, though. Like, that's his natural hairline. He ain't, never, he ain't receding. But what I will say is, if I were to grow that shit out, then you'd know that the therapy is working. Because I would have just straight
because you would be confident
in myself.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
because that's why you always wear hats.
Yeah. I have probably 60 hats.
Yeah.
That Bosley shit don't really work, though, because it didn't work on LeBron.
Like, LeBron. I don't know what LeBron got. LeBron.
He has to have top notch. You would think.
Yeah, but I don't think they perfected it for black men's hair yet, because our hair is too, like, curly and too fine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, ain't nothing that can work for us.
Long strands of white man hair in their shit, but they can't put, like, black or Jewish. Like hair, like nappy hair. I don't think they can do it like that with our shit yet. But I'm gonna get it.
You gonna get it? Yeah, I'll do it. Have you just straight up shaved it, Stone Cold style?
I mean, I could.
Or you just go low?
Pretty low.
I mean, that's low. But you got to. You got. It's like a. It's a shave.
As long as you can still see my lineup.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But,
when will you go full bald?
When will I go full bald?
Like full.
Like where I'll stop when I won't cut it to this length?
Just like, yeah, just wax all that shit off.
Oh, I'm not going to do that. Because that burns your shit out even more. It'll be worse than what it is right now.
Well, you'll just be bald for the rest of your
bald,
life.
I'm saying just be bald.
Just be bald.
Forever.
Nah, I'm hanging on to that dream. Me and LeBron.
LeBron cut his shit off.
He ain't cut his shit off. This. He cut it down to that.
He cut it down to this level.
He going to grow it back.
No, when he first cut it off, it was bald, right?
I got a fade a couple weeks ago. I was feeling confident. Had a couple good weeks. I think this is when I first had got my job. This is a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I first got my job. I had like, I was dating somebody I liked. I was like, I went to the barbershop. I went to Ninth Wonder, whatever it's called.
Legends?
Ninth Chapter.
I never been there.
Ninth Chapter with the lesbians. All lesbian barbershop.
That's closed down now.
It's closed?
Already?
I think they moved across the street. I know what you're talking about.
Though. Homegirl was tight.
Yeah, she was tight. She used to work at Legends.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She opened up her own shit? Yeah, she opened up her own shit. Only lesbian barbers in there cutting.
Dope.
Like, this shit was tight. And so I went
idea.
In there.
TV idea.
I know. Lesbian barbershop. So I went there and got cut. And it was like, what you want? And I had already been letting the shit. I hadn't felt like. I usually cut my own hair because I can cut hair too.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually cut my own. But I was like, I didn't feel like standing in front of the mirror. I think my edges was weak too. So I was like, I don't want to cut my shit down and not be able to line myself up. So I didn't buy a blade. And I was just like over there one day. And I had went to. The barbershop. I was like, man, let me get that fucking Boosie fade. Like, I'm gonna do the LeBron for a couple weeks. And so, like, they cut my shit. They gave me a ball fade. I got the two parts on the side and shit. We had a show during the time because Ronnie was roasting me, being like, "Oh, you got a little length going on, a little length." And then once that haircut expired, you know how your haircut.
Yeah, once it's not fresh no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think white people understand that notion.
Mine is like a week, man. After a week, my hair is not fresh no more.
Mine's every 2 weeks. And I used to be insecure about that shit in like grade school. I never knew why. Like, it was never a thing to like all the other kids in my school. But I'd be like, yo, why is my shit like don't look as fresh?
Yeah.
Like other white kids, they get their haircut, shit'll be fresh for like 5 weeks.
Dude. It should be fresh for long ass time.
Yeah, it pissed me off because I'd be like, yo, I gotta go get a haircut. They'd be like, why?
You don't have any hair.
You don't have any hair. Oh, I hate that shit. Or when you brushing your hair. What you brushing?
Bitch. You don't have anything.
Shut the fuck up.
White people don't say that.
Don't say
to
that.
Black men.
That's the equivalent of grabbing our hair.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent.
Yeah, saying that to a black man with a low fade haircut.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any hair. Clearly, you see hair on his head.
Yeah, you see hair, motherfucker.
Like, he brushing it. Let him brush it. Don't talk to him about it.
Yeah, because you don't know what the fuck we doing. We getting them waves.
Getting the waves started.
You got to get the waves
started
down.
From the root.
Exactly.
That way, when you go to the barbershop in 2 weeks later, you could tell them, yo, just line me up and just bring it down a little bit, yeah, and then the wave starts.
So give me a three.
Man, I used to be different.
Give me a three.
I'll show y'all my high school yearbook photo one day.
Oh, dude. I can see you getting faded up and being fucking.
And also, what's crazy about my high school yearbook photo is you can see my hair starting to thin. Because you can look at it, and I had waves. But my waves was hella shiny on the top.
And, you used too much pomade.
You know what really jump started the hair loss though? Honestly, I think. I mean, my mom's dad is balding, and that's what they say, you get it from your mom's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's dad, that nigga had a Jerry curl until like 98. And then when he started cutting his hair down, you could see that it was bald. That's why he kept the Jerry curl so long, because you could slick that shit over and back, and you could see like
you see them spots.
Yeah. You wouldn't see the spot, but then you saw. I'm like, oh shit! But I didn't know it back then that that's how you get bald. I thought it was from your own dad, but it's not from your own dad.
It's from your granddad,
your grandpa on your mom's side. So
I'm not balding now, but my hair doesn't grow. It doesn't grow long anymore because like when I was in high school, I used to use the what's the shit called? The curl. The S curl.
S curl.
Yeah.
Use that.
That shit is bad for you, too.
That's what started. That's what jump started. That's why I don't have no hair on the sides right here. That's why this doesn't grow. This is not from balding. Nobody goes bald and loses hair on their temples.
You use the S curl?
Oh, man. Because, nigga, in middle school. Okay, this is what we can talk about today. Because it's pertinent. And this conversation will be a little bit heavy, but it'll also be light. We'll keep it light.
Yeah, we'll keep it light for you guys.
Black, male, and female insecurity in a white dominated world.
Which is funny, not to cut you off, but which is funny because we had our hometown show a couple weeks ago. And did you go to school with all black people growing up?
No.
Okay. So like we went to school with all black people mostly growing up, and you still felt it.
Yeah.
Like, because
it was a light skin, dark skin. Like I grew up dark skin.
In grade school, I did. In grade school, I went to an all black school, but in high school, and then.
Yeah.
Well, not grade school, like preschool, I went to all black like nunnery or whatever that shit's called.
You went to a Catholic school?
Nigga, I went to a school where they had permission to beat your ass.
Yeah, I went to
a paddle.
It was a private school and then they would beat your ass.
And if that didn't work, you'd have to stand in a corner
with your hands up
or with books on your head.
Yeah, dude.
That shit.
My teacher used to beat my knuckles with paintbrushes. Remember the thick paintbrushes?
Yeah, dude. Or them thick ass rulers.
Yeah.
And hit you. Man, they used to abuse us, man.
These bitches had paddles.
Yeah. And they would always send you to the fat black chick. At least in my school.
For mine, Miss Ezel, and she was an old lady. Like, you couldn't tell, like when them old black ladies, you couldn't tell how old they were.
But they got strength.
They were friends with your grandma. Like, Miss Ezel was friends with my grandma. Like,
yeah.
And Miss Leverett was also friends with my grandma. And they just used to beat. I know, like, they used to say, like, Mississippi, like, and don't you be acting up in class, Carl, because I know your folks. And they give me permission to put my hands on you. I'm like, why did my grandma tell this lady she could whoop me?
Oh, shit.
That shit builds character, though.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. You can't beat kids no more. You can't spank kids no more. It's weird. But
you know
anyway.
What's crazy about it? When the Adrian Peterson shit popped off, it was like a big... one of the big Facebook debates I got in until I saw the pictures and I'm like, oh, he went overboard.
Yeah.
Like the kid shouldn't have had welts on there. But
you never got whooped and had welts on you though?
No. I did. And I used to get hit with switches.
For real?
I never got
some thick ass skin then.
Yeah, I never got welts. My grandma used to tear them legs up. Like, go get a switch.
You got thick skin though.
I took outside and just brought back a whole branch so she couldn't swing it.
Yeah.
You got beat with welts before?
Yeah, dude.
I used to get beat with a slipper, switches. We had a little garden in the backyard, and they used to make me take the switch, clear the leaves off.
Yeah,
clear the leaves off that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She used to whoop my ass with that shit. Belt both sides, the leather side and the buckle.
My grandma had a belt that she whooped her kids with. Now, mind you,
whooping belt.
Yeah, I said this on the last podcast. I was raised by my great grandma.
Right.
So this is, I guess this is kind of like everybody's normal grandma, but see, my family is unconventional because they're young as hell. So like, my great grandma was like 60 when I was born. So when I was younger, like when I was like seven, eight years old, she was like 67, 68. Which most people, that's like their normal grandma's age.
Right.
But this was my great grandma. She had her kid, like the belt that she whooped her kids with, like my actual grandma and my uncles and aunts. Like she would put it over her shoulder if I was ever acting up, or if they ever. And I wasn't an act up kid. I was actually a pretty sweet kid. I just would be
You would talk back and shit.
In class. Yeah, I wouldn't talk back. I never talked back, but I would be goofing around in class.
Yeah.
That's what I always got in trouble for, was just goofing off until the teachers got used to it. I hear the teachers were more used to it. Mississippi, they was not.
Yeah, because you got energetic kids out here. Yeah.
But, yeah, that S-curl burned my shit out.
Yeah,
and it was because when I was growing my hair out, this is before, like, nowadays these kids is lucky because everybody doing the natural now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got the curl brushes and everybody letting their shit grow
curl
into curl sponges
and
shit.
I wish they had that back. Man, I wish they had that shit when I was.
If that was the style back, that shit wasn't the style.
It wasn't like, the style back then.
When you was growing,
you could do this. Oh,
so
back
when
then.
I would grow my shit nappy, I would purposely try to get my shit nappy, but it would just be nappy. It wouldn't be like curled.
Yeah,
so that's why I had like what fucked me up was B2K. Cause the nigga Razzby,
yeah,
he had the curls.
He had the best curls. That nigga had his mustache was S curl.
He had the curl, and I was like, "Fuck! All these bitches love Razzby."
Yeah,
so
dude.
I gotta get the curl. I got the curl, and like when I got the curl, I would always do it wrong because I would do the S curl myself, and it would never turn out how the box looked. So I would have the curl for 2 days, and then I would shampoo the shit out.
See, that's the issue with me, because I would leave that shit in too long because my hair was nappy. And then my shit have fucking laying down like I have a fucking Hitler haircut. I'd be like, this shit ain't curling no more. I just gave myself a perm. My shit will be burnt out. And like, I burn my shit out. And that's why that's another part of the reason that I'm balding right now. But like, I remember this shit like in seventh grade, going to eighth grade. Seventh grade, 2001, 2002 school year for me. Seventh grade. That was when cornrows was the shit. Like sixth, seventh grade, cornrows was it. So everybody was getting braids.
Yep.
And I was growing my shit out. And by like, you know, 6-7 months, like my homies getting their shit braided. Like they come back to school the next day and my shit ain't long enough yet. After 6 months.
Because we all started, we went to the shop, and
we all just got like all even fades.
Right.
And let the shit just grow out from there.
Right.
And after 6 months, my shit still wasn't long enough. My shit was only like 2 inches, yeah. 2-3 inches.
Damn.
And my mom was like, I cannot do these little micro braids. Also, you can't go to school. And what I meant by shit not long enough, it may have been long enough to technically braid.
But the shit would have been up here. And it would have been at the top of your fucking skeleton.
My hang time was trash.
I mean, you ain't gonna have hang time right away, but if your shit like is up here, not only will niggas smack the back of your hair, you getting roasted.
Nigga, I have my hair. I grew out the fro because I think every black person grew out a fro in high school.
Yeah.
Like you said, my shit was.
I had braids too.
Yeah.
But like, in high school, I would sleep on my back, so my hair wouldn't grow on the back of my head.
Mm.
So it got to a point like all these niggas had their hang time was long as shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Fuck, man, I'm trying to get these braids." So I went to get my hair braided, and they're like, "Yo, we can't really braid your shit. Do you want to put this weave in?"
Over the extension. I tried that.
So they
put weave.
I didn't go to school.
They put the weave in, and at first I'm thinking, okay, they ain't gonna tell, nigga. Because when you put the weave in, it don't curl in the back of the hang time.
Right.
It's just straight.
Did they burn the edges? Did they burn your edges?
No, they put extra, rubber bands on the shit.
Okay.
But the shit still didn't look right.
Yeah, dude, so, like, that shit don't look right.
Because there's a break.
Yeah, it's a break.
Like, you can see where your hair stopped.
Right.
Weave stopped.
Yeah. So I went to school, and this nigga Valentino Harris, man. This nigga roasted.
You remember this nigga's name, dude.
The shit out of me. This little short buff nigga, Valentino Harris. Harris roasted the shit out of me. Next day I had to wear a hood because I got the braids, but the shit cost like $60-$75. I'm just like, I'm not wasting this shit.
This is my hairstyle for 2 weeks at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm wearing this shit out. But the thing about the weave is I couldn't really like get my hair wet or else the shit would like
fray up.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck, man.
Damn, yeah. See, like I was able to get braids after 4 months.
Nah, I couldn't. You had hang time too?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I ain't had no
my hair. By the time I cut my hair, I was I've been growing my hair for about two and a half years, and I cut half of it off.
Yeah,
and like right now, it's still pretty long to the middle of my nose.
You should braid it. You should do the two braids.
Like, I might do that.
People doing the two braids
get
with the fade on the
side. Marion
guy. But yeah, like by the time I was growing my hair out of high school for like 2.5-3 years, and after like 1.5-2 years, it wouldn't fro anymore. So when I took my braids out, the shit would just fall straight down, and my hair came down to about. I'm pointing to like maybe like that third bone under your neck.
You had beads. You had the beads in.
I would do the beads.
I see. I can see you. I would do the beads. Chicago niggas doing the footwork with the beads.
Yeah, dude. I had that hair. I remember when that style, when the niggas was wearing their hair like getting the braid, not straight back, but getting the braids on to the side,
like the exhibit.
Yeah, yeah. And I had beads all around.
Yeah, because R. Kelly was doing the beads.
That's too. When, on the, I couldn't get the side braids. That's too ghetto. That's
yeah,
too,
dude. I got the side. I wasn't doing them.
I did when my mama braided my hair for the first time, and I didn't have no hang time. That shit just came right to like my hairline, but it was like nappy under it. So I'm like, I can't.
Yeah,
I can't do this. Like, and then out here, it was a style to like kind of push your shit back a little bit and get a line up.
Yeah, I had that a couple times. Yeah,
or like Jay Holiday.
Jay Holiday. That was like the style out here. But like when the first time she did it and she put the weave in, she started the weave like right here.
Oh, you got the weave?
I did it only at home. Like my mama didn't do the whole head because she had some extra hair. Like she had like some yakky from when she was getting some braids, right? And so she put the weave in and it was like an inch of space. And then a ball, and then the braid started, and I was like, "Oh no, we are not doing this."
Was she mad?
We is not doing this.
Take a long ass time to braid the braid hair.
Oh, she only did like two of them, and I was like, "Oh no, no." She did these two right here. And she was like, I'm going to let you see this. Because it's going to look. My mom was even saying to me, though. She was like, it's going to look weird.
Yeah.
Because when I was in middle school, my mom was what? Like 28, 29. She's like my age right now. She was like, it's going to look weird. Like, you don't want this. I'm telling you, you don't want this. It's
like,
going to look weird.
You're going to get roasted, baby.
Yeah.
She was like, you're not going to roast the hell out of you.
I was like, just do a couple of them. I just want to see how it looked. And then when I saw it, was like an inch of hair that clearly wasn't mine. Or like, it was my hair. And then the braid started after like a ball where she tied the knot of the weave. And so I was like, oh no, we can't do this.
So around that time,
and I also think that's what probably what slowed down my growth too, was me putting in the S curl. Because the natural shit wasn't popular.
The
natural shit wasn't popping at that time. Like niggas was growing out their afros, either your hair naturally curl, like my niggas Drake and Brandon, like their hairs just curl because they was light skinned. Like they was mixed with something and they hair just curl naturally. My shit didn't curl like that. Like and Danny, his shit will naturally curl. My shit was just nappy. So I literally had to that's when I started lining myself up too. I had to learn how to line myself up. Mm-hmm, like, because my mom was like, I'm not taking you to the barbershop and paying $15 every 2 weeks just for you to get a line up.
Look at that. $15?
I mean, about 8 years ago. Oh, yeah. Like, 15 years ago.
That shit wasn't cheap.
It was $20 in 2001.
Damn, where was you going? Crazy. You from here?
No, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin was tripping.
There's too many black people in Milwaukee for it to be.
It might have been 10. It might have been 10 because I was.
Yeah,
my shit was. I remember my haircuts raised up. Like, because I got too big. There's like kids 11 and under. And I was like, I'm just 12. And they was like, nigga, you huge.
Right.
Like,
yo, ass hair,
you ain't
nigga.
Getting this shit. Like,
nigga came in at little Terrio.
Yeah, I was like,
yo,
was
man.
Big.
These motherfucking LA haircut prices is fucking. Man, first haircut. Barber I went to, this nigga was charging almost $20 for a lineup.
Yeah,
$35 for a haircut.
That's what I paid like, the lesbian barbershop.
$35,
and that's what I was like, get the fuck out of here, man. Because
it's like a massage. It's like therapy when you go to the barbershop. I got up that chair. And she was like, "All right, it's gonna be $35." And I was like, "I gotta tip you too,
right?"
Okay, $35. Now I see why I don't go to the barbershop. Right. I remember now. Like, actually, these prices
$20 still.
Actually,
how much you pay at Legends?
I'm tripping. I pay $30.
I pay $20.
No, I pay. How much I paid? 20.
Yeah, I pay 30. Though. You get the size faded.
I get this shit done. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm used to it though. It's like it's one of those things where it's like I'm just used to this shit. And like I don't want to cut my own hair.
How much you tip your barber?
Like $2 or $3. $2 or $3.
Yeah. How much you tip your barber?
I gave her $5.
I do a solid $5 every time. And now I'm starting to do like $7. Cause I'm just like, you ain't doing much. Like,
yeah. What's crazy is though, even when we tip $5 on a $35 haircut, like
that's still
her booth rent is probably not that much. And if she getting 10 clients a day,
like $500, she paying for a booth.
Yeah. If she getting 10 clients a day, if she working 9 to 5, you're getting 10 clients a day, that's $350 a day. And then your booth rent is $500 for the month.
For the month? Like, oh, it's a month?
You think so?
I thought it was a week.
I don't know. Hey, if any barbers out there listen, you think it's a week?
I think it's a week.
Yeah, maybe so?
I think it's per week.
I don't know.
Because if you don't show up I don't know.
If any barbers out there listen to the podcast, hit us up and let us know what booth rent costs.
I know barbers make a lot of money. I know that.
Barbers do make money, dude. My barber driving the fucking Mercedes. He just opened up a second shop.
For real?
This nigga is balling, man.
Do we have an email address for this podcast?
Yeah, atgrainpodcast@gmail.com
atgrainpodcast@gmail.com
Or hit us up on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
atgrainpodcast.
Okay.
At Twitter.
Also, get an email. Ask us questions to talk about.
Yeah.
Talk to us. Start conversations. If you're a barber, let us know how much you charge for haircuts.
And why the fuck you charging
and
it.
Why you charge so much and how much you pay for booth rent.
You know why they charge that much out here? I mean, it's well, I'm in fucking Burbank. Ain't that many niggas in Burbank.
Yeah.
It's so, Hollywood. You know. Yeah, dude.
They charge a lot out here.
Yeah,
but,
dude.
With that being said, when I finally got my braids, my birthday's in January, and that's when I decided, January of 2002, I decided to that I was going to grow my hair out and get braids.
How old was you?
I was 13. I turned 13 January 2002. November is when I went to school, so beginning of eighth grade. So that whole second semester, seventh grade, I didn't have braids. And then we started eighth grade in September of 2002. And in November, that was when I finally was comfortable enough with myself to go to school with my braids. My hang time
with the weed
still wasn't that tight.
We're just
No, just my hair. My hang time still wasn't that tight. And I got roasted a little bit, but not a ton because I was a roaster. Like, oh, I wasn't even a roaster. I just was funny. So people wouldn't really roast me because I was kind of talking about myself already. Is that a picture you with braids?
Yeah, dude. This is a picture of me with braids.
Let me see these
braids. This is probably about 8 months of me having braids. It's hard to
you
see.
You got that? No, I see your hang time. You can see it with the beads. I knew this was you. I knew you was this guy.
This nigga had the Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah. Did your mom braid your hair?
Nah, hell no.
Oh.
She don't know how to braid. I went to a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if I had went to somebody, they probably would have gave me micro braids and I would have been able to have a little bit more hang time.
Yeah, more hang time.
But
yeah.
I was only able to put like a couple rubber bands at the end of my shit. And then
that shit hurt.
And it hurt. It hurt,
dude,
a lot. And
hair braid, it hurt.
I understand what women go through because I had braids for like 2 weeks and I was sitting there like, fuck, this shit hurt.
Yeah.
This shit hurt.
I kept my shit for 2 weeks. Then the shit got raggedy because I was hooping every day playing basketball, so you looking like a little Negro child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so the braids were coming, so I took the braids out on the bus because that was also like the cool thing to have like half your hair braided,
like R. Kelly.
Yeah. And so I was taking the shit out on the bus. That was Mario. And tell the girl to braid my hair. Come on and braid. I wanted a girl to braid my hair so bad, but I was not that nigga in middle school. Like,
right, right.
Girls was braiding the light skinned dude's hair. They couldn't braid my hair. Also, my mama had put like pro style gel in my hair when she was
so your shit was
so my shit was that
crusty.
Take that shit out.
The black eye.
Shit. That shit was crusty as hell, dude.
I got roasted for that on the bus. I'm taking the shit out, and I think it's 2002, so I know I got on a white tee, and then all this fucking brown shit is just falling on my white tee.
Yeah,
I look gross. Like, so I had to turn the white tee inside out. But
this is from 2002 too, dude. With the white tee.
I have a white tee, and so, but then after that, I took that shit home. I washed it out, and I just told my mama to just give me the like two hood nigga braids. And she was like, this is what them gangbangers be wearing. Why you want this? And I was like, just like, cause I ain't got that much hang time. It's easier. Like, just let me get two braids on the side. And that's why I wore that for like a month. And then at Christmas, I went and got my hair cut. And I was like, I'm done, man.
Yeah.
So I only had that shit.
Yeah.
I had braids for like 2 months. Like,
dude, I had my shit for a while, man.
There comes a point where you just like, it's only certain niggas that can pull this shit off.
It's only certain niggas that can pull it off, man.
And after high school, you're just like, fuck.
Well, the shit is starting to come back a little bit now. Right. I mean, you know what I like about style now, man, is unlike any other time since we've been growing up and shit, I feel like multiple styles and fashions are fucking accepted. Whereas like when I was a teenager, it was everybody was pretty much looking like the same. If you ain't have braids, wearing the white tees, like you wasn't in the cool shit. Or waves, right. I mean, waves always been in. But yeah, I feel like now niggas, like, you got the niggas with waves, you got the people with the mohawk, you got the people with the nappy fro, dreads.
I had the frohawk. I had that shit. And even when I started college, I was still wearing headbands.
When you started college?
Shit, I graduated 2008.
Oh, me
like,
too.
They like 2008.
Was headband still in 2004? Because you didn't started college in 2004 then.
Because I remember.
All the Midwestern niggas, we wasn't rocking that shit out here.
Yeah.
I was rocking the headband because Ja Rule had the headband. Mm. And he'd wear it upside down. So I'd wear my Nike headband upside down. And
yeah.
And then I know R. Kelly was rocking the red band. No, but I used to have the throwback headbands.
Yeah.
They were like a size bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to rock that shit. But yeah, man, like, I think I might bring that back.
The headbands?
The headbands.
That shit, I wear a headband when I hoop to keep the sweat out of my eyes. It's normal function.
Yeah. Dude, man, somebody, yeah, bring it back, dude. That should have come back. That should have come back like a motherfucker.
It's funny because they don't sell headbands at Foot Locker or Foot Action.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah, I buy them.
At Foot Action?
You also go to Big Five. That's where I get my headbands.
Oh, for real? Go like Walmart or some shit.
Yeah, but Walmart only got like Wilson, the tennis ones. You want Nike ones,
I need a Nike one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to bring that shit back. Actually, no. Young Metro be wearing headbands. Metro Boomin.
But do he wear like headbands, like basketball headbands, or do he wear like actual
I think
like,
he wore both. Headbands. I think he wore like the Gucci headbands and the Nike basketball headbands. I know I've seen him in a headband before.
Who?
Young Metro. Young Metro. Don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
I know what you're talking about. I didn't hear you say that.
I miss having braids. The faux hawk is the last, honestly, like the last go around when I was like, I was doing improv, actually. I had started at Second City, and that was the last go around for me having
hair.
Like, because when I had the faux hawk, actually, no, I had grew my shit out a little bit. Like, I had a little bit of a fro. This is like, I'll show y'all this headshot because it's like my first headshots. As an adult, and this is like around 2009, 2010,
mm-hmm.
and I had a little bit of a fro, and I started noticing, like, when I would, like, walk into, like, CVS or something and look at the security camera with all the light shining, I'm like, this shit thin. This shit is fucking thin. Like, and I kept it going. Because I didn't want to get rid of the fro at that point. But then the fro started to grow out more on the sides and, like, less up here, and I'm like, I can't.
Start getting that George Jefferson.
And then I was like, I can't have this shit. I started looking like Darrell Reeves.
Because
I had that hair. I had that fro like that. And you could see it was like a hole right here. Like, it was like a flux capacitor.
It was like some,
it was like a wire.
Like somebody was pinching your hair from the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And because I was going to twist it up. Like, I was going to get dreads.
Yeah.
And my homeboy's sister was like, this is bad.
I might have worked. If you would have had dreads, it would have probably grew your hair out.
Nah, you would have seen. That shit would,
but it would have you would have covered off. You would have covered your eventually you would have been able to cover your shit.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. You know what I feel? I feel like the haircut is about to come back. Like all these niggas with long hair, like the haircut is about to come back.
You mean like waves?
Yeah, like everybody with long, like Edgar cut his shit off.
Yeah.
I feel like, as a matter, we haven't said, if you haven't noticed, Edgar isn't here today.
Oh yeah, I knew I was forgetting something.
I knew we was forgetting. This nigga just been waiting to talk.
they brought a real nigga in.
Yeah, we replaced Edgar with Ish. Edgar bailed on us for some improv shit, for some indie improv shit.
Some indie improv shit.
It was a fucking LA weekend. Everybody in LA was fucking around. How was you guys' white women set?
Oh, we had a good set.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It was fun. We poked fun at Usher.
Yeah. Shout out to the ones that didn't see the vision.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Shout out to them.
You know.
Dude.
We all got haters.
I mean, yeah.
We all got haters. That's the way it is.
It was too spread out.
I actually didn't mind. Like, I'm the type of nigga, like, I didn't think anything of it. Like, I didn't care because it was just, like, one day. And it's
right.
Like, it's not like you getting paid for this shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was one of those things where it's like, all right, that we got a 3. I actually thought that time slot was pretty good. It was 3
nice.
O'clock.
It was
I didn't
nice.
Want to wake up early and shit to do improv.
It would have been dope if they would have just had like a 2-hour black comedy night.
That would have been cool.
They don't see the vision.
They don't see that. It's too many black teams for y'all to keep spread. Like, they have Phi Beta Negro and RK Currency playing 10 minutes apart from each other at 2 separate theaters.
No.
Yeah, which is weird.
You know, Mike Steele. And I love Mike Steele. And he has since, like, it wasn't like something that we were outraged about, but the Black History Month show was like the show that white women started at. It was like the biggest show for black people at UCB before all these black people started coming around. We was the only people around here. And he gave a Black History Month show the same night, same time as the UC Black show that Colton, Echo, and Marshall put on
right
at the same time. He gave us a show at Sunset, and it was like, wait a second, remember that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It was like, this is the same time, Mike, and he was like, oh, I just thought I wanted to have two shows running.
No,
and Mike is great though, but like,
it's just vision. It's lack of vision.
Yeah,
and the audience needs to choose between which nigga.
Mike wasn't saying that. Come on, Mike is good. Mike is an ally. Mike is an ally. Mike supports Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, Mike was dope. I love Mike.
The views and opinions of Against the Grain.
Right. Yeah, man. Jockeys. We got to say this shit all the time, man. Yo, his views.
He's a guest host.
My school.
This episode will have an E next to it. Explicit content.
I'm the Joe Budden of the podcast.
Oh, shit. But yeah, dude, I mean, you know, next year, man. I know somebody from the LA Indie Festival is going to listen to this. And it was a great weekend.
It was fun, man. Dude, we did a set on the roster bus.
Hell yeah. I drove that for you.
Yeah, and that shit was fun. I was not... Like, when I first saw that we had gotten that, me, Peter, and Jacob Wysocki, me, Peter Banfat, and Jacob Wysocki.
Super fun team.
When I saw that we had gotten that slot, I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to do this. I was like, I don't want to be sitting on the bus, like, trying to make people laugh. Like, I feel like that's a hard challenge. And also, we was out, too. We was at a party, and we had to lead a party to go do this set. But then once I got there... People came out. People sat on the bus and watched us.
Yeah, dude.
All the young homies. Shout out to Miranda Hart. Shout out to all the people that was on the bus, you know?
Yeah. All the people.
We had a good time. We had a good time.
Shout out to that expert driving. I gave you guys a longer second half, too.
I noticed you went a different route, and I'm like, and that was our most struggling set. Like, first set was a breeze. Like, we got there. Like a quick 10-minute banger. It was cool. Like, we ended right as we was pulling up to the Lyric Hyperion.
Yeah.
Second time, I was like, okay, we gonna do this again.
Shit. Yeah, and dude. It was a little bit tougher.
And then Jaquez gonna take the back road. I'm like, Jaquez, you missed the turn. Oh,
nigga took Gore Canyon.
Jaquez had us in North Hollywood. On the roster bus, trying to make these niggas laugh. But nah, it was fun. That roster bus set was actually, it's fun standing up on the bus talking. Also, I had played Wild Thoughts and got everybody hyped. That was fun.
People was dancing. Dance dude, man, we got to get that party bus going.
Yeah.
That's all the party bus is, man.
That was fun. I've never been on a party bus like that.
I'll get one going.
I don't think so.
I'll get an all-black party bus going.
Yeah. No whites allowed.
No whites allowed.
Because of Charlottesville.
That shit would get put over.
Ooh,
so fast.
Charlottesville. Should we talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about Charlottesville real quick.
What you got to say about that, Ish? Lady, you're the guest. You're the guest host. What's your thoughts about this, man?
I think we all know. It's like one of those things where it's like, what are these motherfuckers fighting? What are they mad about? Like
white people?
I mean, it was no real... Yeah, they're mad about white people, but it was no real intent. Like, no injustice is being served upon them. Like, they're fighting... Basically, they're fighting for supremacy.
Yeah.
Where Black Lives Matter is fighting for a fourth...
Equality.
Equality in their amendment rights. You know what I mean? And the craziest thing about that shit is these motherfuckers came in with spears,
and
shields...
torches.
Fucking military hats and shit. Mm-hmm. Right? They was with the shits.
Yeah.
But it was no police down there stopping it.
They had the tiki torches. Look, the police was at
but
the rally.
But if you think about this shit, they had tanks for when did they bring the tanks out?
Ferguson.
Yeah,
like they brought tanks for Ferguson, and that was a protest. That was a march for just black people being shot by the cops. These motherfuckers is fighting because a motherfucking statue is getting fucking taken down because a Confederate motherfucker lost the war.
These people is mad that they can't call black people niggas. They's mad that they can't rape women. They mad like it's like
they mad because they don't get pussy. They work at Best Buy. They got a shitty ass job.
Ain't nothing wrong working at Best Buy.
The hot dog.
My boy
hut,
Lawrence.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out hashtag Lawrence.
I managed the Best Buy for a couple years.
I mean, it's most of these motherfuckers that ain't got shit going on.
They
most of
them don't have jobs.
I mean, look,
they call us out for unemployment. Most of the people that was marching down there don't have jobs.
No.
And they live off of the state. They live on welfare.
They live off
of
their mama.
I was listening to something today. I was listening to a podcast today, and they were talking about the Charlottesville shit, and the topic kind of start going one way, and something that hit me was what is the main thing that they are mad about? Like,
they're scared of being fucking
the minority.
Yeah, because
they're scared of exactly what they're scared of. What they've been doing to us for all these years happening
is about
them.
To happen to them, and that's it. The main thing they're scared about is feeling like we are about to achieve success before them.
Yeah.
and that fucking eats them alive.
And they feel like they're being silenced. And it's like, you're not being silent. Other people just have the opportunity to talk now. You still holding the mic, motherfucker, and you can pull it away anytime you want.
Yeah.
You're still in control.
What was I saying? Like, you holding the mic, we just got more, we just screaming. We got more screamers or exactly. something like that.
We got,
something.
We got more bass in our voice, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy because, like, it's not like black folks or any minority folks is thinking about that shit. It's like, we've been forced to be on our grind and fucking get it however we got to get it, and it just so happens that we hit a lick and it's working for us, and these motherfuckers who was just used to just coasting by just off their skin and just off of the fucking fact that they can get whatever they want because of nepotism and whatnot, and they're not reaching their specific goals that they're set out, and so they're looking for they're looking for something to lash mm-hmm. out against, and it's like, no, just get on your grind, like, just fucking work. It's not my fault that you haven't achieved your dreams at the age of 40.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this is crazy.
It's crazy, man.
You know what's, it's something else too that I try so hard to be bothered by it. And it's not even that I'm bothered by it.
I'm not.
But no, I'm not bothered by it. I am bothered by this, but not in that way. Well, here's what I'm about to say is, and this has been happening a lot over the past year and a half, 2 years, is the people who are allies and the people on our side that are not people of color.
Mm-hmm.
That are just so surprised.
That's making me, that's pissing me off, man.
We've been telling y'all this shit for so long. I'm not saying don't be angry and everything, but a part of it is also how many times we gotta tell y'all.
Just let's get one thing straight right here to the people who consider themselves allies. And like, I was about to give a disclaimer, but I'm not giving no disclaimer.
No, fuck it, dude.
People who consider themselves allies, you need to know one thing and one thing for certain. If you are white, and maybe this is directed at white women who I understand are also oppressed,
mm-hmm.
But you're not as oppressed the same level as we are,
mm-hmm.
like, and you have to know. And let's take men out of the equation, because I understand there still is a male privilege even with black men.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not taking away from that. So let's just consider women of color. Y'all are not on the same level. You are still in the room. Like, you are still in the room. You may not have the loudest voice in the room because the white men still dominate the room, mm-hmm. but you're still in the room.
You're still getting a piece of that pie.
Understand who is not in the room.
Yeah.
Remember that. Now, and also, this, I can't believe this is going on in our country today. I can't believe this is happening. This shit ain't changed. Trump didn't bring this out. He may have magnified it. He may have gave it a, like, he may have put an amplifier in front of it a little bit, but this shit ain't, like, I saw a Klan march through my town that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a Klan march.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
man, I'm not scared of none of these motherfuckers, man.
It ain't about being scared. I'm just saying, like, the people who are talking about they surprised by this shit that's happened in 2017. I'm only 28 years old. I was born in 1989. I saw a Klan rally that marched down our main street in Moss Point, Mississippi. In like 1997 or something. Like, I saw this shit. So like, this shit ain't gone nowhere. This shit ain't new. This shit ain't pop up. All these people are the same. Also, when people say, like, let's take this like language out of your mouth, I just can't wait till these people die off.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, these people aren't dying off.
They're not dying off, man.
It was 19-year-olds out there at this rally. The kid that got hit in the head with the braids.
Yeah.
Who hang time was dope, by the way.
They still didn't arrest anybody for that.
They didn't arrest nobody. But
and they know who did it.
They know who did it.
They know who did it.
I was on Twitter today. I kept seeing these people pictures pop up. And I'm like, you know where they are. You know how to find them. You're still not arresting nobody. Those dudes were in their early 20s. I'm older than them. So we can't talk about
this is a new generation of racism.
Yeah.
It's not dying.
And they
off.
Even more mad. And they have louder voices because they have Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So they can go on there and just spew that fucking hate. Now, this shit ain't going nowhere.
Anonymously, too.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I feel like people are missing is these past few years, we've been telling y'all this shit ain't changing. Like, this shit is, like, it's bad.
It's
niggas are still racist. And I feel like everybody's just been calling this anonymous bubble, and now people are starting to just let it out as far as their racism. Like, yeah, fuck it. I feel emboldened to let
free
it out.
Speech.
Yeah,
free,
you know, like, we ain't got to hide speech. No more. And now y'all just seeing it.
Hate speech is not free speech. If you wish ill
not.
On somebody because they are not the same as you, like,
unless
you're trash.
Unless you white.
There's no such thing as free speech.
There's no such thing as free speech. Like, there's consequences for all your words.
Yeah.
No, like, no, there's not. Unless
what do you mean, there's not.
I mean, unless you white. I mean, we see what happens.
I'm saying, like they claiming free speech.
Look at Kaepernick. Kaepernick did a peaceful protest. These motherfuckers is out here doing hitting people over the heads with batons.
Running people over with cars.
And then Trump had nerve to get on there and talk about some. What about the alt left that came? Did you see
Trump
say
that shit?
Yeah, he said that shit today.
He said
alt left.
Yeah. He said, what about the alt left that came at them with spears and started fighting them? Is there no blame? Is there no blame for them?
He said that came at us.
Yeah. And then he corrected himself. He's like, what about them that came at us? And excuse me. What about them that came at the alt right? You say, like, nigga, you know what they call?
Yeah.
Them your boys. Also, like. And then people being like, okay, now it's proven your president is a racist. And I also kept seeing this today. Liberal people saying, listen, if you voted for Trump, whatever. But can you finally see now? No.
No.
It's not whatever.
Like what?
It's not whatever. If you voted for that guy, you are trash. Plain and simple. He had nothing good. And not only, like, if you could have voted for Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, like, you could have voted for Mike Pence, bitch ass. If he was running, like, if you voted for him. Yeah, I was thinking about the good old days when we were scared of Sarah Palin. Like, they wanted him. They wanted him because they felt after 8 years of having a black man run this country, they were completely out of the water. They needed somebody. And everybody kept saying, we need somebody to shake things up. Shake things up.
Drain them.
It's too equal. It's too equal for you now. Like, we got to respect people? Nah. We gonna get the most disrespectful person on the planet. There's nothing good about his policies. He didn't have no fucking policies.
He doesn't have policies.
He didn't have policies. Like,
he still doesn't.
You went to his website, and it was like, this is trash. At least John McCain had shit that he wanted. Like, he knew what he wanted to do.
Donald Trump has not enacted one political thing in his entire presidency so far. And nigga, you in the first year of your presidency, this is the year where you do everything.
No, nigga,
you know how long it took?
7 months, right?
You know how long it took?
That's what I'm saying. He hasn't done anything political, no policy driven anything. It's just been all hate.
That nigga's trash.
Let's look at the last five or six presidents. Jimmy Carter, you know how long it took him to reach 61% disapproval?
To almost 2 years?
He never reached it.
Never.
Ronald Reagan, you know how long it took him to reach it? He never reached it.
Did he never reach it?
He never reached it. He never reached 61% disapproval.
Disapproval.
Yeah, these three.
Because a lot of people are
Jimmy
like
Carter,
undecided.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter never got to 61% disapproval.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald Reagan never got 61% disapproval.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton never got to 61% disapproval. George Bush,
around 2003.
1,600 some days before he reached 61% disapproval.
2.5-3 years.
Yeah. Barack Obama, never 61% disapproval. Donald Trump, 207 days. 61% disapproval. That means 60% of the country disapprove of you. And these 40% of stupid motherfuckers out there, like, it's like...
And it's not truly 40, because there's some people who aren't, like, I don't know what you are in a partner 40. So, yeah. If you don't know, then you know.
As a black dude, I'm just sick of certain rhetoric. I'm sick of... Like, I saw this thread the other day that some people was retweeting, like, white women, we need to do better. Like, you should have known that already. You should have known that when y'all was silencing people of color's voices when they was on Bernie's team. Like, mm-hmm. And you created this, like, these Bernie bros or these white boys that was just out here going crazy. It's like, you let that voice overpower our voice, but saying, like, this is the person that we need as a whole country, as people of color. This is the person that we need. You let that overpower. And then you start calling everybody a sexist. And, like, because they didn't want Hillary Clinton. It's like, we have a history with Hillary Clinton. We know, like, ain't nobody trying to compare Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump. She wouldn't have been the same. But, like, we have a history with Hillary Clinton as black people, specifically. Like, that y'all did not recognize. And y'all didn't want to recognize it. Didn't want to talk about it. It was just Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. And then we get 54% of white women voting for him and say, well, that's their husbands. That's their husbands. Like, that ain't all their husbands. Their husbands ain't in the voting booth with them. Mm-hmm. You can vote for whoever you fucking want to in that voting booth.
Mm-hmm.
Their husbands didn't walk in there with them to do that. Like,
and if you don't vote for Donald Trump, like, you can say, yeah, I voted for Donald Trump, but you really voted for whoever the fuck you wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. So let's cut that rhetoric out. It's privilege. It's white privilege. And we need to, like, address that shit. And, like, with these people in Charlottesville, like, this shit is real. This shit's been happening. I ain't scared of nobody because I grew up with this shit.
Yeah.
Also, I saw somebody today talking about can we hurry up and impeach Donald Trump again?
Like, stop.
So we can start breathing again. It's like, oh, y'all was breathing before he came in.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody was breathing.
Mm-hmm.
We took a couple short breaths for the past 8 years, but we still wasn't breathing.
Yep.
And we was definitely not breathing before that. But you want to go back to when shit was easier for you and shit. Take this L. We as a country got to take this L and learn from it. And people are learning. Don't get me wrong. Because I see posts on my wall all day about fucking call your senators and do all this shit. Like, you should have been doing that shit, man.
Yeah, but people are learning, dude.
You need to learn.
So that's why I feel like a hater. Because I don't know if I can really complain about
it. I said
that, too.
That's why I said, like, I feel bad about feeling this way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a part of the problem to me, too. Because it's just like, why we are where we are?
Yeah.
It's because y'all refuse to listen to us.
Yeah. Where your ass was at?
Where your ass was at?
Respect
eight,
our voice
years
as
ago.
Minorities, especially black people. Y'all, I don't think people want to realize the importance that black people have on this country. Do y'all realize, like, yes,
this country
America is a melting pot of people now, but we built this motherfucker.
Yeah, this country is
free.
Great because of black people and other people, but like.
Angela Rye got a great shirt that says she's a political commentator.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Angela Rye, beautiful black queen.
Is that the one with the fade?
With the fade.
There's one with fade. She's tight too.
Nah,
I can't think of her name, my bad.
Beautiful queen, look her up, Angela Rye. She got a shirt that says we built this joint for free.
It's real.
It's
we
true.
Did.
Yeah.
And I like, no disrespect to any other person of color in this country, even though. Ask your grandmamas how they feel about black people. Black people get dissed in this world, man. Like, mm-hmm. But anyway, we all still in it together.
Oh yeah, Indians. I have a friend who's Indian, mm-hmm. and he was telling me
Native American or Indian.
He's what?
Native American or Indian?
Indian.
Okay,
he's Indian, and he was telling, and like my friend, like battery died, and his father like was saying, "Here's what you always have to remember." I'm not gonna do an Indian voice, although I can do it well. But he was like, "Here's what you got to remember: red always goes on positive, and black is always negative." And then gave him a wink, wink.
Yeah.
Like, and then like my friend was like, "Dad, you can't say that. That's not funny." Yeah. Like, he's like, "Oh, I'm just joking." Like, no, you not, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
And like, I've met him too, and he's been nice to me, but it's those seeds of thoughts,
yeah.
man.
The most
it's
time I've ever been called by, the most time in my life I've ever been called nigger is by Hispanic people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I white people, maybe once or twice in my life. Hispanic people, at least 10, 12. Asian people, they probably say it. I don't know it.
Oh, they say it.
But like, and it's like, you know, the Koreans that own the shops and shit, and during the LA riots, and they was just popping niggas and shit. And like, they shot that 14-year-old girl. She was walking away, and you saw on the tape, she was walking out of the store. She's walking out of the store, had given the lady her money, walking out of the store, the lady pulled out a gun, shot her in the back of the head. And
how long ago was this?
That's 92.
Oh, okay.
So Rodney King got beat up in 91. And then this girl got shot in 92, and the Korean lady got off. The judge was like, "Yeah, I'm letting you off," because she was up in there being a nuisance. Mm-hmm. And it's like, she deserved to die?
Because
she was being a 14-year-old girl who was being disrespected by that woman. You could clearly see it.
Yeah, it was in the People versus OJ doc, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all this shit happened, and then once they got off of that Rodney King shit, because she got off first. The Asian lady got off first. The Korean lady got off first. And then once the cops got off of the Rodney King shit, niggas went crazy.
Yeah.
And that's when the riots happen.
It's a constant disrespect, man. You know what? It's like in this world, for some reason, and it goes back to slavery, they fear us. They fear black people for some reason. It might be.
It's media. It's propaganda.
No, it's not propaganda.
It is propaganda. They were taught to, once we got off, first of all, to keep us in control, they didn't allow us to read, they didn't allow us to think very much. And they told everybody, like, it was propaganda. First of all, like, slave owners love to rape our women. And if their women were attracted to us, they say, "Oh, they're monsters, they're gorillas, they're this." And then once we got free, in order to keep us in control some more, which is how the police got started, because policing has never been a get paid good job. It was overseers.
It was meant to wrangle the slaves.
It was white trash was police. And they were not, because only people that owned slaves was rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people don't realize, like, this was rich people.
Yeah,
that owned
slaves. All white people didn't own slaves.
All white people did not own slaves. They couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. So like, these poor ass white people that was living on the plantation with us were hired as police overseers on the plantation to keep us in line, because they were still white, even though they didn't have no money. They had just as much money as the slaves did, which was nothing. And they got paid in food too and shit like that. And they got whipped too. if they did something wrong. But once we got freed, once the Emancipation Proclamation, they became police officers. That's when police squads got started. And they were still doing these jobs. And they were so afraid of us because of how bad they had treated us all those years. And now we free. They was like, oh, we got to start putting out these newspaper ads. We got to start making these people out to be these animals, these monsters. They're crazy. They carry disease. They're not humans. They're 3/5 a person. They're like all this shit. Like that was media. That was propaganda. And that shit got spread across the country. And that's what made this shit. Like, that's where the fucking, and this shit backfired on them. Like, black dudes have bigger dicks. Now that shit is like, yeah. But like back then,
even if it ain't true,
yeah, even if it ain't
yo
true,
yo girls are curious.
But even if it ain't true, but like back then they used that shit as like, these are monsters. Like, be aware of this shit. This shit will hurt you. If mm-hmm. you sleep with one of them, they'll hurt you because their shit is so big or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they was like, they, some of them women was like, oh, I want to.
Let me open up this Pandora's box. Yeah,
oh, wait like, a minute. Bigger dicks?
Yeah. But that shit, so that shit backfired. But that was also used, like, that was also used as a tactic to scare people away from us. And that shit still goes on to this day. Mm-hmm. Why we are seen as these super predators, as Hillary Clinton called us. Like, why we are seen as like, you know, like, cross the street when you see one coming and shit like that. Like,
that's crazy too, because it's so weird. Because even now, it's still ingrained to me. Like how, the way I was treated, or the way black people were treated, and the way that I kind of viewed myself growing up as black was kind of inferior, and to retroactively be submissive to white people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even today, like when I'm walking behind a white person, I purposely like. Oh, trying to make noise or jingle, drink or, yeah. or like jingle my keys so they can know I'm behind them so they don't get startled.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
If I'm walking, and it's like
it's crazy because even white people see me walking or any other black people walking, they cross the street.
Yeah,
I have, it's either white guilt or it's just like I don't know.
I have had this conversation with white women, especially in our time now that sexual assault is kind of being brought to the forefront a little bit more and stuff like that. And being exposed a lot. And I have had a conversation with them being like, I walk down the street and people cross the street or people do certain things. And they go, no, that's just because you're a man. That's not because of your color.
No.
It's just because you're a man. I say, okay, what about when a white woman is walking with her boyfriend or husband and she turns around and she sees me and she grabs his hand? You still telling me that that's just because I'm a man?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's walking with a man that can protect her, but she wants to get closer. You still telling me that's just because I'm a man?
So that means it's something more.
Were you walking by a car and you automatically
and you hear the doors locked? Door. You telling me that's because I'm a man? What about when men do it to me? You telling me that's because I'm a man? Mm-hmm. No. The shit is different.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you have to protect yourself. Don't be stupid. Because I used to tell when I was with my ex-girlfriend, like, who's a little bit harebrained. Like, I used to tell her all the time, like, watch out for this shit. Like, be careful. Don't be on your phone. Don't be like, yeah. we unfortunately live in this world. I'm sorry for that. That shit probably ain't gonna change in our lifetime.
No.
But also, do it to everybody. Like, because one night this girl across the street, I was waiting on Patrick McDonald to get out of his car and walk up the street to meet me. We was going to public house. I had already found a parking spot. He parked a little bit further down. This girl saw me on the corner, did a double take. Almost ran across the street and damn near bumped shoulders with Patrick. And I'm like, okay, so that was two men for you right there. You must have felt safer with him.
Right.
Like, and I said, Patrick, did you notice that she crossed the street when she got to me, but damn near bumped shoulders trying to walk like to you?
Yeah.
Like, so you ain't finna sit here and tell me that it's only because we men.
And here's the thing, dude. Like, here's the thing, and it's kind of, we've talked about this before, like the gaslighting of racism.
Oh, man.
You know, where we are now, like you said, sexual assault is being exposed a lot more, rightfully so, thankfully so. Racism is being exposed a lot more, and not really exposed, but you're starting to see it a lot more out than it has been in the past few years. But one thing that I always would hate is when I would say you know, like I notice when I'm the only black person in the room, mm-hmm. or I would say all this stuff, and then people's like, man, that's just in your head.
Yeah, come
that's
on,
that's just in your Jackie, head. Like, stop it. Times are better. Man. You're projecting. Yeah. Oh, I hate when black. Somebody had the nerve to say this shit to me a couple weeks ago. We were in a car together. Just met this person. We were in a car together. And she started going the opposite way down a one-way street. And I made a joke like, oh, man, brothers can't do that, man. Oh, she was like, oh, I don't see no cops. Or a cop will understand. I was like, nah, you got a brother in your car, man. You better drive straight. Yeah. Just joking. And then she was like, oh, I hate when black people do that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You think this shit is fake? You mean I'm faking? You mean I'm the joke that I'm making is actually a joke to you? Yeah, I'm making a joke, but this shit happens for real.
Yeah, man.
And I just think of it in terms of, you know, and this has a lot to do with intersexuality. I just think of it in terms of the fear that women feel is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's real as fuck. Can you imagine telling a woman like that fear is fake?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine standing in a woman's face and telling her like, oh, you fearing a man, like that some, like they could do something to you at night walking down the street by yourself. That's fake. You're projecting.
No.
I can't fathom that.
We know that shit is real.
Yeah, that shit is real. So I can't understand how you would fathom telling a black person or a person of color the racism they feel or and the oppression they feel.
I don't understand. It's one of those things where it's like, because I haven't experienced it firsthand, I don't get it, or it doesn't exist.
And here's the thing about that though. I've never experienced
real sexual assault. I've been to
still get it.
It's like what Doughboy said, either they don't know, they don't show, or they just don't care.
They don't care. They that's don't care. It.
That's what it is.
Like, that's what it is.
Like, I was telling this one chick, I was like, "Yo, so when you get pulled over, like when you get pulled over by the cops, what happens?" And she was like, "Oh, well, you know, I'll just pull over and I'll just, you know, accept the ticket." I'm like, okay, cool. You know what happens when a black person gets pulled over the cops? It's a whole thing. You pull over. If you're wearing a hat, you put your hat, you either take your hat off or you pull it to the side. You turn your music down. You fucking put your seat back up. You fucking roll your window down. You fucking, you take out your wallet already so you don't have to deal with all the bullshit. It's
keep your hands at 10 and 2.
I was about to say, you're forgetting the number one thing. Also worry about, is this person going to kill me?
Yeah.
It's a system. It's like we're automatically trained.
Yeah,
and
man.
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, you want to rise up, but it's like when you show them you have the potential to have power, that's when they get even more mad. Mm-hmm. Especially with white people with power, that's when they want to test you because they know they're in a position that's slightly higher than the position that you're in. Mm-hmm. And so if you even do the slightest thing, that's going to give them permission to do whatever the fuck they want to do to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they're justified because, oh, he was talking back at me, so mm-hmm. I had to shove his head through a window.
Yeah.
Or I had to pull my gun at me because I'm for my life. But it's like, how you feel for of your life,
you
the one with the gun.
Yeah.
You the one
with
the badge.
I had a cop tell me one time,
you're a
big boy.
Who's been trained. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just a civilian. It's a natural reaction for somebody who's pulling a gun at you, for you to put your to react to that. It's a natural self-defense mechanism.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And, you know, unfortunately, I believe racism is going to be here forever. It's not going to go away.
Of course it will. Until we're all gray.
No.
And then some people will find some shit to be mad about.
Yeah. Well, classism is the new racism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the fucking Charlottesville shit. Because those are all poor white motherfuckers who ain't got shit to do. And they're just mad because they're not in a position of power that other white people are in, or
they look on TV, they look at their jobs, they probably got black managers, they probably got Hispanic people. Like, it's stupid, man.
That's the new racism.
It's sad, man. It's a sad time. You know, we can all do better. The allies that are on our side,
we thank you.
You can do better.
Yeah.
You can. You know, I don't want to hear how outraged you are every time shit happens. I want you to be like, I can't wait for the day where I see a white person be like, they've been trying to tell us.
Yeah.
They've been telling us, you know. You know, like, I think the thing that I'm liking to see the most is if you're not outraged right now, you haven't been listening.
Yeah.
Or you're not listening. That
not to listen.
Or you're choosing not, like, that's the right step. Not, oh, I can't believe this. I'm mad now. Yeah. You mad now, then you're part of the problem. Like, I'm sorry. You are. And we said before this episode started, we wanted to keep it light today. But, like, this shit is fucking real, man. It's real out here. And you know the sad part? Like, we've all said it. Like, we not scared.
Yeah.
We should be.
Yeah.
Because you know why we not? Because we've been dealing with this shit for 28 plus years for all of us. We used to this shit.
We used to it. Yeah, because it was some people at work, and they were so mad about this shit. And I'm sitting there like, it's just white noise. Yeah. I'm so used to it. Like,
you're used to it.
I'm not affected by it. Yeah. It doesn't affect me emotionally as it affects the white people who care about it. And, you know, kudos to them that they care so much about it. But it's like one of those things where it's like, I've been living this shit. You know, it's nothing new to me. You know what I'm saying? We've been trying to tell you this shit has been going on, and it's been falling on deaf ears. So I'm going to leave it up to you with the privilege and the power to sway these other white people to make a change. Because me, I can't really make a change. We've been talking. Black Lives Movement, yes, it's progressing. But as you can see, it hasn't really been working.
And it ain't new.
They call them the fucking black,
it's just a new name.
Group, man.
It's a new name. Black Lives Matter is not new. It's a new fucking name.
And check, also allies, check anybody in your world who brings up Chicago. Any of this shit.
Oh my God, dude.
Anybody who brings up Chicago. Only thing you can hate about Chicago is the Chicago Cubs. Other than that, shut the fuck up.
I can't tell you, as a Chicagoan, how upset it makes me. And
where's the media outrage over that?
You know,
14 people were shot in Chicago this weekend. Where's the media? Fuck off.
And ain't nobody saying that shit. Like, yeah, I want my Chicagoans to stop killing each other.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Everybody does.
I do. I want them to stop killing each other. I'm tired of it. It outrages me. It fucking outrages me. I'm tired of the neighborhood I grew up in being called Bullet Alley right now. I'm tired of it, dude. Like,
yeah,
but
like,
keep
cool
that shit
that.
Out of your fucking mouth. Like, honestly, keep
yeah,
that
like,
shit
cool
out of your fucking
one
mouth.
One thing you need to understand, like, If the people who are shooting you are supposed to be protecting you, that is different than the people. Like, I don't know either, dude.
Yeah, I don't know
annoying.
Either, man.
But,
it's annoying, man. But you know what? We move on. We live. We be high.
Thank you to the allies. Thank you for being there.
We like you.
We like you.
You know.
And also, thanks for listening to the podcast. Give it up for Ishmael.
Our guest today.
Ishmael, where can they find you?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Ishmael Productions. I do not have Twitter. I do have Twitter, but I don't really use it. And
I've been on Twitter, man. Twitter is lit.
What you got going on, man? What you got going on besides improv?
Me?
Tell people what you do, man. Tell people. Just tell people about you just a little bit.
You know, I'm just out here making my rounds and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know, I got some projects in the works.
You writing?
Writing. I just got this job at Funny or Die, so.
Good shit.
You know what I'm saying? We out here making moves. Black man trying to infiltrate the system.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to write some pieces for my fellow black men's and black women's.
Hell yeah.
You know, like I said before, we got projects in the work with Carl Tart. And, you know, just hopefully, ideally, you know, I just want to make my mark in this world, make a change, you know, just try to bring love, peace, and happiness, because we are living in dark times, and I just want to bring as much love, find love, and, you know, hopefully everybody can live in peace. So,
well, much love to you, my man.
That's what it is. It's all about love, y'all.
It's all about love.
We love everybody. We love you. Find
love. Baby.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do?
Boom, 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 boom.
With it.
You know the rap version? You know the rap version?
No.
Drink Sprite.
Run, too. I drink Sprite, lemon, lime. I just saw I remember he had the Sprite commercial back then. Heavy D. Rest in peace, Heavy D.
Rest in peace, Heavy D.
Heavy D on the way out.
Oh, we're going to do some Heavy on the way out. Rest in peace, Heavy D. Rest in peace,
Heather.
Philando. I was going to get to her. Yeah. Philando. Everybody. Mike Brown. Rest in peace. All these names that just keep becoming adding hashtags. We got a new hashtag. What's up, Heather? I know. What's her last name?
Heather Heyer, I think.
Heather Heyer. Rest in peace to you. Condolences to her family. She went out fighting for what she believed in, and that was equality, man. So that's the ultimate price, man.
Fuck that pussy who ran over those people in Charlottesville with his car.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
He a bitch, man. He a bitch.
Motherfucker.
But we not bitches. We against the grain. Edgar, wherever the fuck you are,
don't rest in peace, Edgar, because you ain't dead.
We'll be back. Against the grain. Thanks for listening, guys. Yo, thanks for listening to Against the Grain. Edgar, tell them how we can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at AwfulGram or on Twitter at Edgar Montpazier. Yo, Carl, where can they find you?
All things social media at DammitCarl. Hey, Jacques, where can they find you on social media?
Instagram at Jacques Neal. Website, JacquesNeal.com. This has been Against the Grain. You can also find us at AT Grain Podcast on Instagram and Twitter and on Facebook. Hit us up. Find us. Thanks for listening.
Shout out to Boardwalk.
Just our thoughts. Just what we're feeling at the time.
Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
Hi.
I'm Chad Westbrook.
And I'm Nicholas Wagoner.
And are you a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race?
You should be.
You very much should be.
Come listen and subscribe to our podcast, How Is She Though?
Where we recap every episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Come and get your daily dose of vitamin G, honey.
Oh, crrr. Mwah.